Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. I'm Lainey, and I'm doing a solo episode with three incredible guests, the fabulous Trio Leo. We have Dr. Megan Sears, Dr. Whitney O'Neill, and Miss Karen Cantrell. So we wanted to know a little bit about you. So what's your occupation at UNA, and how long have you been here at UNA?
I am the department chair. I just started that role in June of this year, June of 2018. Prior to that, I began teaching clarinet at UNA in August of 2013. I do still teach clarinet. I'm just also doing the department chair role.
I am an assistant professor of flute, and also I teach some musicology classes, music history. And I began teaching at UNA as an adjunct in January of 2012.
Well, I'm a collaborative pianist, and I play for vocal and instrumental, and I've been there about, 7 years, I think? Not quite sure. Retired from the school system in about 2012, 2013, and came to UNA.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and so we kind of want to know a little bit about Trio Leo. So how did Trio Leo come to be, and, like, whose idea was it?
I think just being musicians, we naturally gravitate to who we're friends with, and we want to collaborate with them. I met Karen when I did my job interview at UNA, and knew at that time that I wanted to play with her again if I got the job, because she's a fabulous pianist. And I came to know Whitney also, and I think you and I first played together.
Not long after.
And she and I were already playing together, but then the three of us began playing together. I think it might have been on one of your recitals first.
I think so.
And the name didn't come to be until a friend of ours who was a faculty member in low brass, I think his wife, was trying to get a name for a different faculty trio, and then he ended up moving on to another institution, and we asked, well, that name's too fabulous not to keep. Can we use it for our trio, which was already in existence? Because that trio never came to be, and so that's how it came to be.
Awesome. Now, y'all are all three females, and also in last year's concert, which we'll talk a little bit more about, your music was revolved around female composers. So are y'all, like, a feminist group? For the music department?
I would not say so.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Not at all. I think for me, we started, we played in a collaboration with Dr. Terrence Brown and Dr. Tiffany Bostick Brown on a recital, or it was a lecture recital, to honor Black History Month. And
Portraits of Langston.
We played a piece called Portraits of Langston on that, and it was by a female composer. And we just thought, well, wouldn't it be neat if we could find actually other pieces by African American women composers? And so the recital the year after that was only pieces of music by African American women composers. And since then, we're just kind of interested right now in performing works by underrepresented groups, and so this year it's all female composers for this one, but
that's awesome.
It doesn't have to just be female composers, rather. It, just interested in minority groups.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that just became the focus when we realized that there were underrepresented composers in the music world. So it just kind of evolved into that. But we do have pieces that we plan to work on or arrange that are by African-American male composers as well. So just general underrepresented groups.
That's awesome. So from what I've kind of seen before we did the podcast, and just y'all's way of communicating with each other, y'all seem like y'all are friends. So are y'all friends outside of work as well?
Oh yes. It's a hard time sometimes getting rehearsals going, because when we see each other, we
dab. Tend to talk a little bit.
And when we go do recitals elsewhere, we went down to the University of Montevallo a few weeks ago, and it we just had a great time. You mm-hmm. know, we weren't talking about what we were about to perform. Mm-hmm. We just gabbed the whole way down. And we, you know, like to have our lunches together and all that. No, that's we're great. Nice. I would say we're great friends.
Oh, that's good. Yes, yes. I could kind of tell. I just yeah. wanted to. Yes. So you kind of already hit, like, the name of Triolio. So how do you make time with, like, all other projects that you have to do and with teaching and things like that?
We set aside time in our schedule where we have two definite rehearsals during the week, and so we know that that's our dedicated time, but sometimes that gets rearranged as well because we have meetings or other things that, you know, have to take priority, but we just kind of have to make it a priority, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
I do think that setting it in our schedule, mm-hmm. once we decided that mm-hmm. we were going to, you know, continue to be a trio, that was the easiest way to make the time, is that we put it in the schedule if an emergency mm-hmm. arises. But if we didn't do that, then mm-hmm. I don't think we would be able to manage it. Mm-hmm. So it's prioritizing also, it.
It's a good release for us, too, and we have the stress of everyday work, and then we know we can come together and we do this, and it's something that we really love to do, and, you know, it's not so stressful because we work so well together, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So y'all actually have a faculty recital coming up on February 3rd at 2 p.m. It's in the Music Building Recital Hall, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are there any other details, like, for this year's concert that you can share maybe with our audience? And
the program information, sure. Yeah. Certainly. So Whitney found a piece at a flute convention. Do you want to talk about mm-hmm. that? The first bird?
Yeah, there's a Gwyneth Walker piece. I just started rifling through music for our instrumentation, trying to find something by a female composer. And so I came across a piece called Like the First Bird by Gwyneth Walker. And the person selling the music in the booth said, oh, yes, that's, you know, a fantastic piece, and kind of recommended it. And we love it. It's a really, really great piece. And so then we have another piece also by her, and that one Eleanor McClellan brought to our attention and suggested that we do. It's called Equality Now, and it's about women's voting rights. And
oh, that's awesome.
So we're pretty excited about that. Yes, there
you go. So it has some narration with it.
And actually, two other UNA faculty members, mm-hmm. Dr. Gretchen Wendt mm-hmm. and Dr. Tiffany Bostick Brown. Karen was able to reach out to them, and they have agreed to do the spoken word parts of that. So there will be five female mm-hmm. faculty members performing on that recital. So that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I also just like that it's such a large group of mm-hmm. faculty members performing mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, as a department, we get along really, really well. So we look for opportunities to collaborate. Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all all have performed a lot. So is there any, like, piece that, like, really stuck out to you, or your favorite piece that you've been able to perform or haven't been able to perform yet?
What about the ones on this recital? Do you have any favorites on this recital? Mm-hmm.
I think, like, the First Bird is probably... But the one that we love... The barn dances.
Oh, that's not the one I thought.
The second movement where Karen has this really cool piano part, like Gene Autry, is that what it is? It's a fun piece.
I would say that the music we're playing on this recital above any of the other ones that we have done is more accessible to mm-hmm. those that may not be inclined to come to listen to a classical or art music. Mm-hmm. Concert. It's the harmonies are very accessible, and I think they're fun for us to play. Very, mm-hmm. very interesting. One of the pieces that we're doing that you found, I believe, I don't remember. You found the composer, Undine Smith Moore, right? And we're doing a transcription of that, and that's one of my favorites to play.
Has some spirituals, and we've kind of arranged because it was a cello.
Right, I arranged it for clarinet, and so we're kind of mixing it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that one a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Do you have a favorite?
No, probably not. It's whatever I'm playing at the time.
Yeah.
I think I like this one the best. You know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really want to thank you for coming and being a guest on the show, because, I mean, it's really awesome to have different talents and to be able to come and talk about, like, why they love it and why they do it. But we wanted to remind our audience that the faculty recital is on February 3rd at 2 p.m. Y'all should definitely come and check it out, because, I mean, y'all have worked really hard on it. And it seems like it'll be really, really awesome and amazing works. And we just want to thank you again. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.